All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and speaking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the 12th day of July, 2022. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel, and I also want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, whatever they may be, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors because without them there would be no show. Our sponsors for today's show, Irving Resources, Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Core Assets Corp, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and Reyna Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, No, Inflation is Not Rolling Over. David Stockman and Nicholas Rodway return, and Peter Kraut, he's the author of a new book titled The Great Silver Bull, visits for the first time. Well, much to the surprise of Western leaders, consumer inflation has reared its ugly head for the first time in a major way since the 1970s. At first, they wrote off inflation as transitory, but that soon proved to be untrue. And so various countries, led by the United States, have now begun a gentle credit tightening process, leading to a correction in stock prices and major losses in U.S. treasuries. Still, rates, of course, remain historically low. The hope is that by slowing the economy, consumer prices will head back toward that targeted 2% level. But regarding the idea of quickly taming inflation, David Stockman says, no, inflation is not rolling over. He will explain why the ruling elite and their policymakers will once again be disappointed and what ongoing inflation will mean for the markets. With sentiment among gold and silver mining investors about as low as it's been for some time, might this be exactly the right time to think about adding some gold and silver exploration shares to your portfolio? And one small cap junior gold company that appears to be on the verge of making a major silver and copper discovery this summer is Core Assets Corp. Nicholas Rodway will be with me right after our first commercial break to explain why you should pay attention to that company's exploration results at its Blue property near Atlin, British Columbia. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Peter Kraut, the author of a book titled The Great Silver Bull, is with me for the first time. Peter is also the author of a newsletter, Silver Stock Investor, which you can subscribe to, I believe, by going to silverstockinvestor.com. Peter is a former portfolio advisor and a 20-year veteran of the resource markets with a special expertise in precious metals, mining, and energy stocks. He is editor of two newsletters to help investors profit from metal market opportunities, the Silver Stock Investor and Gold Resource Investor as well. In those letters, Peter writes about what he is buying and selling. He takes no pay from companies for coverage. Peter has contributed numerous articles to Kitco, BNN, Bloomberg, The Financial Post, Seeking Alpha, Streetwise Reports, Investing.com, Talk Markets, and Bar Chart. Peter holds an MBA from McGill University. It's one of Canada's finest for sure. He is the author, as I just mentioned, of The Great Silver Bull. I listened to Peter's presentation on the silver markets at the June Metals Investor Forum in Toronto, and I have never heard a more compelling bullish case for silver than Peter gave in that talk. So I'm really pleased to welcome him to the show for the first time. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure, Jay. Thanks for having me.
It's really good to have you there. And I would like to start out because your partner, Gwen Preston, has been on this show a number of times. I'd like to just ask what the business relationship is that you have with Gwen and her fine newsletter.
Sure. So we connected about 2 years ago now. I was doing some research on trying to get, I guess, set up to launch a newsletter. And was just inquiring a bit about how her operations were organized and set up and so on. And when I connected with Gwen, she asked me if I could give her some background and provide some samples of the kind of work that I'd done over the previous year. I'd actually been researching and writing on resources and precious metals in particular for about 15 years prior to that. Mm-hmm. So we basically hit it off right away. We had both seen what had happened in mid-2020 when the COVID pandemic hit. I was really struck by what had happened with silver, gold and silver. But gold, you know, after hitting a low in March, along with silver, actually did very nicely, produced about a 40% return in the next 5 months. And silver actually produced 150% return in the next, in those same 5 months. And so it performed almost 4-to-1, outperformed gold. So Gwen and I looked, saw this, said, you know, this is a sector that really is very much, or a subsector that's very much underserved in the newsletter research business. And so we decided to launch a silver-focused newsletter, which I research and write on a monthly and bi-monthly basis. That was launched in January of 2021. And a couple of months later, decided that, you know, I've done years' worth of research in silver, have invested in the space, et cetera, and thought, given where I think things are going and the background I had, I said it's time to write a book on silver, and got going with that. It was about a year into the pandemic, and I thought, you know, no one's really going anywhere. There's not a whole lot to do on the social side or anything like that. So I said, why let pandemic go to waste? And I said, I'm going to buckle down and get started writing. And so that's what I did. The book was launched about 2 months ago, and it's gotten a great response. It's been in the bestseller category since its launch, and just very happy with the response.
Well, it is a very comprehensive book. I must say we want to touch on some of the major topics here, Peter, but, you know, it's 300 pages or so and very well documented and very well done, I must say. And there's a lot of meat inside that book that I think people, if they're serious about investing in silver especially, it's one a must read, I would say. So let's get into that book and talk about some of the major topics, perhaps. Maybe just go over some of the major topics. I guess you started out in your introduction. You said silver is your generational opportunity, was a quote I picked up. That sounds big. I mean, it sounds like it's not, you know, like something you might want to own for this year and then throw it aside. Right. But something you might want to be looking at as a major, major move and a wealth transfer, an asset to own transference, I should say.
Exactly. Well, yes, absolutely. And I mean, you know, the book is called The Great Silver Bull. I'm very deliberate about that title and about the opportunity that I see. And I call it a generational opportunity because I look back an entire generation. If we look back, the best analog for, I think, where we are now is the 1970s. And silver performed extremely well. Gold was up 1,400%. Silver was up more than double at 3,700% from 1971 to 1980. And I think that we're set up for not only a similar, but an even larger kind of secular bull market this time around. And so when I say that it's a generational opportunity, I say that because I honestly believe that the stock and bond markets have had a tremendous 40-year bull run, but that run is essentially over now, especially with the way we've seen inflation start to rear its head. And I've said, you probably saw this in that presentation that you referred to earlier, and I've said it several times in the last several months that I believe we're in a new investment landscape where inflation will be the defining feature. And so because I believe inflation is here to stay, we need to look for assets that perform well in that kind of environment. And stocks and bonds typically do not perform well. Businesses have a tougher time because they're dealing with higher interest rates. It's more expensive for them to run their businesses, to borrow, to expand, that sort of thing. And then bonds obviously don't do well because investors can get better rates with the newer, shorter-term, newly issued bonds. So existing bonds that are paying whatever kind of coupon will take a hit because interest rates go up and investors have opportunities with better rates, as I say, from newly issued bonds. So
sure.
Stocks and bonds, essentially, as I say, I think are going to have a very tough go for the next several years at the very least. And this kind of environment begs investors to look for assets that perform well in an inflationary environment. Precious metals are a classic haven for this. And if you look specifically at silver, it is extremely undervalued, massively mispriced. Silver is today more than 50% below its nominal all-time high and over 90% below its inflation-adjusted all-time high.
Uh-huh.
You can't say that for practically any other asset. If you look at all the other metals, base metals, any major metal, precious metals, platinum group metals, really silver is the absolute cheapest option out there. And so, as I say, it's performed extremely well in this kind of environment in the past. I think that we're up for a really, really big repeat again this time around.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, for the metal, Peter, I can understand why you could be bullish, but how do you look at the producers of silver then? If we're in an inflationary environment, presumably there would be costs that would be going up that might affect, impact negatively the margins of those companies. Have you given some thought as to what kind of silver companies, silver miners, you might want to own in this kind of environment?
Absolutely. So you're right. Inflationary effect, the production costs for mining silver, the miners are not immune to that. Advantage is obviously, you know, being in an environment where the price of silver rises. And so that helps to expand their margins. When the margins are being compressed, as they are right now, because silver is under pressure, then obviously the ones that have the lowest production costs are the ones that tend to do the best. Production average all-in sustaining cost to produce an ounce of silver today is around $18 or $18.50 per ounce. So we're almost at that level right now. I believe that helps to provide a floor, in fact, for the silver price, that it could go below production cost. It's unlikely to go there and stay there for any kind of an extended period, simply because the miners obviously start to lose money and it's not sustainable. They'll start to pull back on production, and that will help to balance out the supply-demand balance. So around this level, $17, $18, silver becomes an extreme buy, simply because the economics tell us that it really can't be produced any cheaper. As far as the juniors go, well, that's something that's actually very interesting, because in the book I talk about how the capital expenditures by the larger silver producers has actually been falling for several years. So the output will need to rise at some point to keep up with demand. We can talk about that in a moment, but demand is actually dramatically outpacing supply. And so for those larger producers to be able to increase demand, they're going to have to look to scoop up juniors that have attractive projects. Mm-hmm. So the juniors will actually, I believe, we're going to see a considerable gap up at some point where the larger producers will step in, and you're going to start seeing a lot of M&A activity, and the juniors are going to start to get scooped up. The larger producers are going to use their more valuable shares as a currency, actually, to help them to buy juniors.
Yeah, well, Peter, I imagine that you get into a lot of those details in your newsletter. and probably in your book as well. Given the limited amount of time, I'd like to ask you just about a couple of major themes in your book. Part 3 discusses silver, the irreplaceable metal, and Part 4 is unique and set to soar, was the title of that section. Could you just comment on those two ideas, silver, the irreplaceable metal, and why it's unique and set to soar? Maybe we have about 2 minutes if we squeeze my engineer a little bit.
Okay. Sorry. So the irreplaceable metal, you know, silver, half of silver is used in industry, and a lot of that is actually increasingly geared towards the green economy and green technologies. 11% of all the silver that is consumed every year goes to a single application, which is solar power. Mm-hmm. And the International Energy Agency forecasts that the output of electricity by solar should be up 8.5 times over the next about 8 years. Uh-huh. So technically, if you do the math, solar would consume all of the silver supply in the next 10 years, which can't happen. And so you're going to have some things balancing that out, at least somewhat. Mm-hmm. A higher silver price is pretty much baked in that case, as far as that goes. And, you know, silver is being used, we're finding all sorts of applications, medicinal, biomedical. It's a biocide, so it helps to kill bacteria. You find it in electronics. You find it in EVs. It really is a metal that is coming into the modern age in a very big way, especially on the industrial side. Mm-hmm. And if we look at why I say silver is unique and set to soar in part 4, I talk about what drives the silver market. And so silver is a volatile metal and investment sector. There's no question about that. But I go into multiple ways that investors can balance out that volatility and, in fact, take advantage of volatility. Mm-hmm. You've got things like the fact that it's what I call a FOMO investment, a fear of missing out. When people see precious metals are actually exceptional in this way, when gold and silver tend to run, people will flock to them as opposed to waiting for the price to come down. When they see the price go up, they want to buy even more of it, and that helps to exacerbate even higher prices. And if you look at, ultimately, I forecast that I think we're going to reach, in a speculative mania, as high as $300 per ounce of silver. And in the book, I talk about multiple indicators that I use that all of them, in fact, point to that same or in that same range of number. And I base it on gold-silver ratio as an example. You've got some highly respected analysts that have $5,000 to $10,000 gold in terms of the ultimate price peak. And if I use that number with ratios, et cetera, I get to a $300 silver target. Mm-hmm. And so the last part of the book, I talk about how you'd want to go about investing in silver and the different options you have, everything from physical silver all the way down to junior explorers, and how I would build my ultimate portfolio for silver investments.
All right, Peter, we'll have to leave it go with that. We're just really out of time. It's the Great Silver Bull. You can go to Amazon.com to buy it there, and Peter's newsletter, which we'll get into the details that we don't have time to get into, obviously, on this show at SilverStockInvestor.com, SilverStock Investor. Peter, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look to talk to you again sometime in the near future.
Jay, thank you so much, and I look forward to it as well.
All righty. Take care. All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but Nick Rodway of Core Assets Corp will be with us. That's a company that has some silver prospects that Nick will no doubt talk about. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Nick Rodway.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.